This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest doing something incredible for cybersecurity. Did I say incredible? Jamie Wilson is founder of CryptoLock. If you can spell crypto and add L-O-C, CryptoLock.com, you found an amazing company. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you, Gary, and much appreciated to be part of the show.
So we talk about, in my show, breaches and stopping the hackers and threat and attack vectors, but if we boil it down to the simplest thing, they're getting at files, they're getting at data, and that information has not been what?
Encrypted. I think the problem is out there is that everyone is so worried about perimeter controls. And Gary, I'll give you an example. A lot of cybersecurity experts and people that I'm working with, and one in particular was from a government agency only recently, I said to him, tell me what your dream house would look like for cybersecurity. And they said to me, Jamie, picture a two-story house, CCTVs, here's the bars against the window, big security screens, here's the front door, big deadlocks in it. And then you put a big fence around it, and I said, vicious dogs as well. Yeah. And I said, now, is that it? Yeah. And I said, that's a really interesting insight. I said, because that's all perimeter, such as antivirus, malware, monitoring systems, and firewalls. I said, but the problem is you're forgetting about the little people in the house. All they need to do is connect to an IoT device, open up a phishing email, and before you know it, bang, they've already robbed your house, they're already gone, and they don't care about your perimeter because they haven't needed access to it. And I said, that's what we do. It's all about, and you need to understand if there's any movement to data. And I say CryptoLock is that last defense. As we've seen so many organizations where the firewalls are breached or the patching hasn't been updated, etc., and they've been able to attack, we know that state actors have been in the system for a 3-month period. Like, where do you go for a backup? Where, you know, all that work. At the end of the day, I love what I do because we give peace of mind to people. They become aware if they've been under attack, that their files are starting to be encrypted. And the only reason why is purely because we encrypt each and every file uniquely and no two files are the same. So it picks up that change in activity.
Now, not only that, but with COVID, we have 3% used to work from home. 2 years later, we've got 50% working from home and growing. If people are working from home on poor hygiene computers, there's a high probability that they're going to click something that installs ransomware, and that's going to really upset their company. What can you do to help them?
What we can to mitigate it, if one does turn around and have poor cyber hygiene, is that once they've started to install it, the activity of the ransomware would flag the organization that strange activity is happening with this individual. So I'll give you an example, Gary. Think of an individual having access to 1,000 files. Now they only access 50 a day, but all of a sudden they're starting to see this increase, say, you know, to 100 to 200. It would flag the administrator and go, hang on, this is strange behavior. Let's put a stop to it. Be able to investigate, has this been a breach, but be able to roll back live without the fear of losing all that data or information or heading to the jewels of the organization and encrypting the whole database.
Now, is CryptoLock an agent? Is it run on Macintosh, Windows? Is there a dashboard or a single pane of glass for the IT staff in the cloud? How is it deployed in from small to large organizations out and how quickly?
Sure. So what we have today is we have a subscription base where people are able to go to our website. And this is to give the tools to small to medium enterprise the ability to be able to set up a secured environment where they don't have the huge amount of cost of having all these cybersecurity experts trying to work out what are the best cybersecurity tools that they need. We try to make sure it's affordable. Same for individuals, for one people's account, you know, to be able to add all their critical data and information. So all of that straight on the website and subscription base. When you're looking at larger organizations, they're able to turn around and get a white label solution and a customized solution for their environment. We are on AWS, so Amazon Web Service on a global stage. And currently our service and with physical servers in each of the current countries for data sovereignty is in Australia, USA, the UK, and also Japan. So there's no problems with being able to deploy or even government organisations or large enterprise to have their own environment managed.
Now, is CryptoLock a file share plugin in the browser, or is it an agent or software that gets managed and installed on my computer?
Yeah, so what we've done also, so we've built, once we've built the foundations and with the security model, then what we've done is gone, okay, the file share transferring is one feature that people are going to want to plug into legacy systems. So now that's available AWS Marketplace, where organizations, where they're sending information, for example, a travel agency, where they need to get passports or driver's license or mortgage brokers are saying, they can send out a secured link, they can upload all this information in a secured environment and be able to come back to the organization and have a full audit trail of where that information was uploaded, when it was received, how it was executed, and it's all done by multi-factor authentication, where it's encrypted client-side all the way through, so not just in at rest, but also in transit as well. So encrypted both ways.
So the encryption is done at rest, in transit, and there is software installed on the endpoint.
We have integrated into Microsoft Outlook, where people are able to go, okay, I want to send confidential documents out. So it's very seamless, go to the add-in, the app, and away they go. We've also got a desktop app as well that it's available for the desktop or the Mac, as you mentioned before, where it'll automatically sync to save you having to go to the web browser and having to physically log in every time.
So if I lost my laptop, my Windows or my Mac laptop at the airport and somebody got a hold of it, the files, the data at rest, the most important company files are all sitting there encrypted, correct?
That's correct.
And you're using Tri-Key or Triple Key. You're doing something unique and different than anybody else.
Tell us
what you're doing.
Mate, well, I suppose we had a look at a lot of other encryptions and blockchain solutions and everything like that in the early days when I cross-examined a whole lot of cybersecurity experts and cryptographers. And what I noticed is that no one worried about putting privacy into the conversation. And so what we've done, and where our patents is and has been recognized on a global stage, is that we've added an escrow agent. So basically a user goes to the website, they sign up for an account, they create a private key, and then two splits go to the escrow and also CryptoLock, the cloud provider in this case. So those two parties, CryptoLock and also the escrow, has zero knowledge of your information. However, Gary, say for example, you lose your private key, normal encryption, you can never gain access to it. Like we see with the digital wallets as well. Once they lose access, they never can regain access.
Like the guy who had 8,000 Bitcoins and couldn't find the key or lost the hard drive.
Absolutely. So we solved that problem. So what happens is between the two parties through verification, you've got to be verified, which will then trigger to the escrow and they'll do the verification as well. And then they will send, it will create a new private key for you. So it de-encrypt, re-encrypt with a new private key and away you go again. But also from a law enforcement as well. So there's been a big push, especially between Five Eyes, that encryption, they want a backdoor. Now we know that there's a whole lot of issues out there by creating a backdoor when, you know, the last thing you want to do is weaken your encryption protocols. With CryptoLock, we don't have that problem. We don't have that challenge purely because we have an escrow.
So they show their search warrant because some employee was maybe doing something bad. Let's say they encrypted some files that they shouldn't have and the company found out and they had them arrested. And they're, I'll never give you the key, I'll never give you the password. And the police show the warrant to the escrow agent, and now they've unencrypted it. And now they have access to the evidence, for example. Yeah, so whereas governments want backdoors, where the minute you backdoor encryption, the North Korean government, the Chinese government, whoever, the minute you backdoor for one country, you backdoor for everyone.
That's right. And not so much for an employee, because once you set them up on the environment, the administrator's in control. So they're the super user, they've got full access to it. So if an employee goes rogue or anything like that, you've actually got the history of it. and they can only view what you give them access to. So it's not like they've got full access like the administrator. But where it comes to, for I suppose someone who's doing activities that shouldn't be, with the tariff, for example, we want to make sure that law enforcement can ensure that our countries are safe and protected. So as long as they turn around and serve a warrant to the escrow agent, one to the cloud provider, bang, the information's then released over to the law enforcement. But also, I want to make sure that we don't have those sort of activities and that we do have the ability to be able to access this information in those times.
Where are these escrow agents located? Are they worldwide?
We can have multiple escrow agents. That's not a problem. And it can be with all trusted organisations. Currently today, it is here with the Law Society. And the reason for it is that being part of the Five Eyes, we only will deal with reputable governments around the world as well. We don't have a challenge in regards to should it be from the US and they're wanting access. Of course, the relationships and the alliance there between the two countries are strong.
But even if a corporation had a rogue senior VP of IT that they fired and they were the super user and they hid all the keys, that company could call the escrow agent and say, this is the CEO, whatever you need, the board vote, my vote, whatever, bank statement, I need access to the
You're totally correct.
Yeah.
That's right. But
well,
also
that's unique. I mean, that encryption, powerful encryption is great, but the ability to save a key or rescue it or get at the data when it legally is required is very important. And so you've covered all these things. Most managed file transfer companies, MFT, they don't think about all these issues. What are the things?
Also, go ahead. If an employee, for example, all of a sudden is downloading all these files, it's like a flag. Hang on, what are they doing? Why are they taking all that information? But even down to an administrator who shouldn't have access, but only grant access or permission from executives, if they turn around and start accessing the files, bang, the board or the CEO is made aware of it, you know, straight away as well.
How long does it take for your system to send that alert out?
Oh, you're able to set the flags in the system to do
it. A couple seconds, a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. So an email or an SMS will come through.
But how long before you notice the odd file behavior of a ransomware trying to encrypt files or a rogue employer?
Straight away. Yeah, it's live. So everything is immediate.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners about CryptoLock?
Yeah, I think in a world of sharing information, I think it's so critical to be able to make it easy and to be able to work with legacy systems. I think that we put a lot of pressure on small to medium enterprise and individuals to say, you should increase your cybersecurity ability. And I think sometimes that's a challenge. For us, and what I love doing is being able to give the people the ability to be able to not have to worry about all the cybersecurity, yes, be educated, but to give them the tools to be able to resolve those challenges.
Now, you even offer free accounts. Is that a one user, a 10 user? What's the size of accounts before we start paying? Is it a trial account or is it less features for free all the way up to enterprise? How does that work?
What I've done is I wanted everyone to have a free environment to be able to secure their most sensitive data and information. And no matter what walks of life, that they had the ability to do it, especially after my background of losing my father, pancreatic cancer, and how the concept came along. So that's why it was free. That also gives the ability to do a POC, so proof of concept of how strong the technology is. From there, if one wants a terabyte of information, it's $10 US per month. For an organization, per employee is $18 per month. But it also has workflow built into it too, where you can turn around, build out your workflow, be able to send information to third parties and have it come back all in a secured environment. When you're looking at supply chains, for example, there's a large engineering company we deal with that has got defense work. Now, their supply chain from all the individual companies and contractors they work with, they have the main company account, then they give them access to where they want their information to be stored, but it takes the risk of saying, if they get hit with an attack, we know that our data is protected and we can recover them back, even if their hygiene's bad. So it's, you know, we've done all the scalability, ensuring that it's all auto, up, down, load balances, you name it, the whole lot.
What's the smallest for free?
Up to 20 gigabytes.
So for free, I can encrypt 20 gigs, which could be my dad's medical records, his will, things like that. Now, you bring a tear to my eyes on the story. Maybe you should share with our viewers and listeners the story about your dad, what happened, which is really sad, but it was a catalyst for greatness for you to create CryptoLock. So please share with us.
Yeah, no, I never would have came up with the concept except living and breathing and seeing dad who had pancreatic cancer and going through that stages of trying to find the will, the life insurance, share portfolios, all that critical information that you need when you're losing a loved one. And I said to dad, if he got hit by a bus or just dropped dead, we never would have found his information. And we were very fortunate to have him alive to go through. And that got me thinking, as an accountant, here I am, I've got all these strategies sitting in a filing cabinet behind me. In the event that I drop dead, not only is, you know, my family not knowing where all my information is, but what about my clients as well? How do they get access to all their strategies? And in 2011, that's when I traveled the world. I cross-examined a whole lot of cryptographers and cyber security experts. And it came, and I couldn't understand why there was nothing out there on a global stage that was addressing privacy. At the end of the day, I'm a very private person. I don't want people to know what I have, what I'm doing, what I'm selling, etc. It's no one's business. However, in the event of death, you want to make sure that you have a legacy system where the information can be released to who you nominate and as per each file as well.
And you do that even at the free level, or does that cost money?
Yes. Because there's a minute. That is from the free level.
Jamie, you are an amazing individual. I just can't thank you enough for an incredible hot seat interview. I'm so proud of you. What you do, I have parents who have survived cancer and it's tough. And the thing is, as people get older, we worry about all these records and things. They could be scanned, put into CryptoLock and stored until necessary, a life event.
It's not limited to certain files. It's unlimited. If you want to put your videos in there and those memories, it's the pictures. If certain clients have wanted to turn around and put their whole will and how they want their funeral proceedings to go. But not just is it afterlife, it's about today as well.
We put our wedding photos up and our honeymoon photos too.
By far. But we've only recently, I've just lost my grandmother all of a sudden who had a bad fall and passed away. But to have the facility to be able to gain access to what her wishes were has been incredible. And that's where you really see the value. And then also when you're looking at organizations where, you know, they hit with ransomware, and we understand that a lot of them don't actually are able to come back to life after that massive threat, the peace of mind that it gives them, that's what I love. When I see people, when they're using other cloud solutions and moving it over and starting to use it, and other digital signatures or e-signatures that are out there on the cloud, and they move it over, because CryptoLock, if you think of a cloud solution such as a Dropbox or OneDrive, and you think of an e-signature such as DocuSign, one of the big ones, you put the two together, put security on steroids, put a legacy system, that's what it does.
That's awesome. Jamie, I just want to thank you for what you're doing for society. I want all of our viewers and listeners to go to CryptoLock.com, get a free account, do it for yourself, do it for your family, do it today. And then if you're worried about cybersecurity and good hygiene in your corporation, when we are at serious risk, the breaches are up and up in numbers because so many people are working remotely with poor computer hygiene, more ransomware attacks than ever. It sounds like your enterprise solution can take a lot of pain away and a lot of risk away of being out of compliance, losing the data, maybe even getting fired. So everything you're doing at CryptoLock is great for society. It's great for corporations and even government agencies. So I want to thank you and then send our viewers and our listeners to CryptoLock.com.
Really appreciate it, Gary. And thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.